something like that.
Goodbye and come back again.
Okay. What about first thing on Christmas morning? What do you say to each other?
Christmas gift. Yeah.
What about on New Year's?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Do you hear much anymore people as saying, I'm much obliged or much obliged or anything like
don't
that?
Don't get much now.
No, that used
I don't
to
think that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's like being tolerably well. That's going to have to. We used to hear that some of it.
Yeah, my mother and dad were talking about that. People used to say, you know, they said, people used to say, well, how are you? And they'd say, well, tolerably well, or mm-hmm. tolerable, or something like that.
And give them something much obliged.
Yeah.
You don't hear that now.
You might say you had to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you buy something and it's too big to go in a sack, a man might have to take some paper and do what?
Wrap it.
Okay. And when you take it out of the paper, when you open a gift, you do what to it?
You have to unwrap it.
Okay. If a man sells something for less than what it costs him, he sells it what?
At a loss.
Okay. And say on the first of the month, everybody's bills come
due.
Okay. If you were cooking or something and you wanted to, you didn't have any flour, you might run next door and what, a cup of flour?
Borrow some.
Okay. Talking about diving in the water, you'd say, yesterday those children, what, in the water?
Well, now that's been a discussion that I've heard more times than one, and I don't think anybody has settled on either dive or dove. That's the two things.
Well, usually he dived.
Dived or dove
that,
in the water.
I can't be a bit of help to you because all I know is that if you talk to 200 people, you'd find half of them saying dive.
That's
and
right.
Half of them saying dove. What about when a child jumps in the water and lands on his stomach?
Belly buster.
Okay. And what about a child might, you know, play on the floor and he'd put his head down and go over that way? Say he
turn a somersault.
Okay. And before a baby can walk, he does what?
Crawl.
Okay. And you might tell a child, don't go swimming in that water, it's too deep. And last year somebody was what?
Drowned.
Okay. And here's another one, something like that, dived and dove. Have you ever heard anybody say dreamt instead of dream?
Yes, I dreamt.
Yeah. That's another one, and well, my wife says waked up, and I say woke up, and we can't decide which is the best one, you know. If you take your foot and put it down on the floor pretty hard, you say you're doing what?
Stomp.
Okay. And the opposite of push is what?
Pull.
Okay, and the opposite of pull is?
Push.
Okay. If you're going down the road and you see somebody walking, did you know? And you know they're headed home, you might stop and ask if you can...
Ride.
Okay.
Would like to ride.
Okay. let's see. You might hear somebody say, well, I didn't do it right that time. Let me have another...
Try.
Okay, or do you ever hear...
Go at it.
Okay, ever hear the word chance or just like give me another...
Chance,
okay.
Yes.
If somebody's laughing and really feeling kind of frisky, you might say, well, he sure is in a good
mood.
Okay. And if you write, or if you ask a question, you expect a what?
Answer.
Okay. And when you get ready to send a letter to somebody, on the front of the envelope, you write his what?
Address.
Okay. You ever hear anybody, when they say that, instead of... They say they're backing a letter instead of addressing a letter.
I'm gonna back
my
letter
daddy always said that.
That is another one that's kind of disappearing now. It used to be
yes,
quiet, frequently heard.